Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals' love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Vancouver, Canada's west coast city famous for its fresh seafood. Monocle's contributing editor Sheena Rossiter takes us on a stroll through Vancouver's Kitsilano neighbourhood to discover the area's culinary scene.
You can't go anywhere in Vancouver without getting a glimpse of mountain and ocean views. And the West Vancouver neighborhood, Kitsilano, is a perfect example of that. It's a nice mix of city and nature as the neighborhood hugs the south coast of English Bay. Kitsilano, or just Kits as many people simply refer to it today, is a perfectly positioned meeting point. For thousands of years, the area, which juts out on the Burrard Peninsula, has been a long-time trading hub for hunting, fishing, and gathering for Indigenous peoples on the traditional Coast Salish territory. In fact, the neighborhood is named after Chief August Jack Kitsilano. He was an Indigenous medicine man and a descendant of the Squamish people who was instrumental in working closely with some of Vancouver's first settlers. Kitsilano, well, it's just an anglicized version of his name. In the late 1800s and the early 1900s, the area was then cleared out from its swampy West Coast forest roots, and it became a place where European settlers made their home. It was close enough to downtown, but then still far enough away and across the bay from the downtown commercial hub. Fast forward to the 1960s, and the area was inexpensive. It was a hotbed for Canada's version of the counterculture movement, and that's when vegetarian restaurants started to pop up in the area, until it got gentrified. Now, Kitsilano is a laid-back, affluent Vancouver neighborhood. On any given Sunday, beach volleyball players and Lululemon-wearing runners can be found dotted along Kitsilano's beach shoreline. The Olympic-sized saltwater Kitsilano pool is another hotspot for sporty locals. Kitsilano is a see and be seen kind of place, but casual, cool dress and style is still the norm if you're going out for a bite to eat or a quick drink. After taking in the sights at Kitsilano Beach, take a wander down U Street and make a stop at Nook for an early afternoon bite. The home-baked Italian restaurant serves up stone-baked pizzas with blistering charcoal crust, and its freshly made in-house pasta doesn't disappoint. But get there early or be prepared to wait. The popular spot doesn't take reservations, and waits can be lengthy. But if Italian isn't your thing, make your way up the hilly U Street to the real culinary gem of the neighborhood, West 4th. The leafy-lined avenue is the main retail and dining drag with a wide range of menus from seafood spots to vegetarian eateries. On West 4th, you'll find Fable, a kitchen that prides itself on the farm-to-table experience. Actually, that's where the restaurant's name comes from. It's a clever mashup of farm and table. Here, you can sink your teeth into some wild salmon and hide a guai halibut with sweet corn for a very Canadian and very local experience. For post-dinner coffee, there's no shortage of roasters in Vancouver. Just a stone's throw away from Fable, you'll find Nusa Coffee Co. The coffee house specializes in Indonesian coffee, with beans sourced from the likes of Bali and Java, and then roasted locally. The coffee shop's name comes from the Indonesian word Nusantara, which means a collection of islands. The family-run operation oozes with authenticity, and it also serves up some Indonesian bites if you're feeling a little bit peckish. For dessert, head east down West 4th and go to Rain or Shine Ice Cream. Their ice cream is made from fresh and natural ingredients that are all locally sourced. It's a very Vancouver thing to do. But if you're not into ice cream or for something to hit your sweet spot during a cold and rainy winter Vancouver day, head to the 49th Parallel Cafe for some Lucky's Donuts. The cake-based donuts offer gluten-free and vegan options, but they also serve up the exotic macadamia nut long john or a guava cheesecake donut that's not to be missed. The modern and trendy Kitsilano is a far cry from its roots as a meeting hub in the middle of the West Coast forest. But with no shortage of bars and restaurants, it still proves to be the perfect meeting spot for food and drink, just as it has been a meeting spot for centuries. For Monocle, in Kitsilano, Vancouver, I'm Sheena Rossiter.
This has been episode number 160 of Food Neighborhoods. Thanks to Sheena for today's tour in Vancouver's Kitsilano. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 20:00 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.